Yo, what's good, Unfiltered Love people? It's your guy, Kalistens, because I listen from heaven up to me to you and sell it all in love. I'm the Freedom Coach, and you know what you're listening to, Unfiltered Love Radio. Yo, are you lit today? Are you lifted, inspired, and transformed? Oh yeah, that's because you're listening to Unfiltered Love Radio. Yo, what's good, Unfiltered Love people? Should God can listen, because I listen from heaven to earth to me to you and sell it all in love. I'm the Freedom Coach, and you're listening to Unfiltered Love Radio. Woo! Yeah! Clap it up. We back for another episode. Yo. Listen. Today, let's take a few minutes to talk about not being condemned. Sometimes I think a lot of us beat ourselves up for things that we haven't done, things that we've done, things that we want to do. And that causes us to have this whole fake facade of walking in fear. And the more we walk in fear, then we can't walk in faith. I mean, we can't walk in our destiny, and we can't become who we were supposed to become, right? Does it all make sense? I think it should. If it doesn't, let me know. So, stop being condemned. Stop beating yourself up for stuff that you want to do, that you're going to do, stuff that you've done. You cannot continue to live in the past. I think I told you guys the last couple episodes is I'm coming up with the word. I still haven't found it in psychology today, nor in any of the journals, nor in any of the things. So, it's like a Tesseract moment. Y'all know I'm a Marvel fan, so y'all know. But it's a Tesseract moment where people are just living in a part of their past over and over again. It's almost like you're living in Inception. You're living this rumination of whatever. And rumination is not the word. That's the word that some white man created. But I'm going to create a new word because I know that there's a deeper meaning to the part that I'm trying to talk about with trauma. So we got a new episode for you today. We got somebody I've been trying to get on here. So I think y'all will enjoy the show. I think you'll enjoy the perception and the perspective that they're coming to bring and to see how reality looks for other people. You know, that's a part of the show. If you've never listened to Unfiltered Love Radio, well, let me tell you what it's about. Here on Unfiltered Love Radio, it's my job to make you lit. Yes, lit. I want you lifted, inspired, and transformed. When we're lifted, when we're inspired, and we're transformed, we can be free to live our mega life. It's not just a quote. It's not just an exaggeration. I really want to reach 7 billion people after Corona because we don't know when our last days are on this earth, but we also don't know when we begin thinking a different way. In order to think a different way, we have to change our mindset. So I offer courses, classes, features. If you live close enough, or if you don't live close enough, you're willing to pay for me to come. You know, that's always all great and fine and dandy, but I offer this as a free service so you can hear thoughts and perspectives of changing your mindset, changing your vision, changing where you want to be so that you can literally be lit. So, you went for a nice episode. Sit back, relax. You are listening to Unfiltered Love Radio. Yo, what's up, Unfiltered Love people? Man, so look. Life is going on. I mean, make sure you're out there washing your hands. Make sure y'all quarantine yourselves if you know you're sick. If you're not feeling good, go to the doctor and get a corona test. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you're doing whatever you got to do in order to get to where you got to go so you don't die. Now, so far, ain't no black people died yet, and I'm going to keep saying that. Hopefully, I can keep saying that. So, at the end of the day, I can really just laugh and go, see, it wasn't for us in the first place. But anyway, today, we got a special guest here in the studio. You want to introduce yourself?
Yo, what's up? It's your boy, Marv P.
So we got Marv P. Marv P out of where, bro?
North of Virginia. Virginia,
you can scoot up. Go on and make the noise. See, look, he didn't sit in the right spot in the studio. So he came in, wanted to sit way over there. Now, we didn't have a discussion before this. So we're talking to Marv P today. Marv P. So you from North of Virginia, born and raised?
Yes, sir.
Lived there?
Born and raised. Whole time.
All right. So why are you here?
What you mean?
Why are you in my studio? I only invite certain people for certain things, so why are you here?
Oh, we came to chop it up. I can't touch the people, so.
The people? Who's the people?
Your audience.
See, my audience, they're going to be like, what is he talking about?
I couldn't touch your audience.
It's okay. We're going to get him to really converse with us and really, really, really open up and talk. So we're here with Marv P. from Northern Virginia. What do you do?
I'm a recording artist, songwriter, content curator, creator, just basically like a whole visionary. That's what I do.
Visionary. I like that you use that word. So
I create dope shit.
You create dope shit. Thank you. This is Unfiltered Love Radio. Remember, if you're listening, it's because you like being unfiltered. You know, love is not just roses and rainbows and
explicit.
Pretty much. Parent advisory. You know, if you don't like cuss words, sorry. next to the next podcast. So, Marfy, you're an artist, curator, visionary. I like that word visionary. When you think of vision, what is the vision that you have for you?
Well, I just live different. Like, I be trying to get the people to, like, use my mindset and live how I live. But basically...
But what is your mindset?
I like to...
You can't just be like, you don't throw no ambiguous...
No, I'm not. Like, I was about to get that.
Well, well, hurry up.
I like to...
we don't like all the ambiguous on here. We like... to the point.
Nah, I like to create the things I wish to see and create the world I wish to live in.
Thank you, so, God. Like,
on week. No, I'm kidding. That's dead.
Well, that's
like, I create the music I want to hear, and everything that is not music I've created is the things I wanted to see come to life. So I make sure that happens.
So that's dope. So when you're looking at that from your vision, how are you looking from the vision for the people that you're... that's your audience, or people that you're trying to attract to be your audience? Because we know as entertainers, when we go into this thing, we have to have a certain amount of people, right? And we have to have people follow us to a degree where either they believe what we're saying, or we can take them out of their element to another place where they say, man, I never even thought of being there, but I want to be there. So how are you creating their vision?
I don't know. I just do a good job of getting people to believe in me. And it's because I come from both sides of it. So, like, mm-hmm. I come from the streets, but, you know, I am not the streets. So, you know what I'm saying? I am the streets because it's a part of me.
Right.
So, if it's like, oh, we take it there, I'm probably comfortable there, too. You know what I'm saying? So, like, but that's not who I aspire
to. If we take it there for my other audience that's listening, that might be plastic. Take it there might be a little, that might be a little rumble and tumble, buddy.
Yeah, right.
But anyway.
Yeah, so like, but that's not who I aspire to be, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just a part of me, and that's how I grew up, but like, that's not the person I'm working to be.
So you're not trying to be this hood person, yeah, this street nigga,
I'm probably trying to be furthest from that, like.
Right, yeah. But if it's pulled out of you.
It's where I'm from.
Right, I ain't a shooter, but don't trust.
I ain't a killer, but don't push me. So, like, You don't know what that quote right there is like, so it says it all. I'm not a killer, but don't push me.
Right.
Everybody's capable of killing somebody.
Fact.
But personally, I am not a killer.
Right. I don't want to kill you. I would love you to live.
Exactly.
Anybody, and we live in harmony.
Guns work as tools. Anybody can pull a trigger and become a killer.
So for you,
that's not who I am.
For you, going through your visionary process, going through your, because to be a visionary means you have to have a purpose, a plan, and a mission.
Mm-hmm.
What are those things for you?
My mission is to inspire and entertain the next two generations that follow me.
Next two generations?
Yeah.
Now, why did you say two?
Because that's the ones that I'm going to be able to touch. Once you're past two generations, you're kind of the old head.
That's facts. Now, you know me, I feel like I feel like I'm in the middle. I literally connect with all the young kids who call me old, and connect with all the old heads who be like, hey, boy, you little, you
my
know.
Friend, look at Jay-Z.
Yeah.
Jay-Z's generation is the generation, like, our older brothers and us.
Yeah.
That's it. These young kids are not listening to Jay-Z.
Facts. So unless he does something, like, lit on a Nickelodeon award or something, and he for that second on TikTok, yeah, he's cool.
That they listen to him through other people, like, mm-hmm, Jay-Z's artists or the Roc Nation sports. Or,
right.
They don't know they're even listening to him. They're listening to his product, but, like, right, they're not physically listening to him. If he said something, like, when he was, like, buying art, and he talking about, like, yeah, allow me to grow. Like, y'all talking about the same things. Y'all want me to become the same person, mm-hmm, over 10 years? No, I grew. Listen to what I'm doing now. This is, right, what I know now. And that's why I say the next two generations, because, honestly, you're only going to be able to effectively change the next two.
That's dope. I like that. I like that perspective. And so what's your plan in doing that now? Or how are you executing these things now?
Changing everything I touch.
Thank you, Midas. This nigga got a lot of quotes from, like, a lot of mythical figures
I'm changing everything I touch. If I'm a part of it, it's going to be right.
That's so good. I like that.
That's how I make sure the people under me are good, because if I came before, you can trust it. You're going to be good.
That's dope. Look, y'all listen to Unfiltered Love Radio. We'll be back with Marfy. Stay tuned. Unfiltered Love Radio. So we're back. We're talking to Mark P. You know, it's your guy, Calistus, right here on Unfiltered Love Radio. So, how long have you been doing this thing? And then, beyond that, what legacy would you leave in doing this?
Well, I've been doing this seriously. I've been monetizing since, like, 2015.
Ooh, I like the way you said monetizing. Let's talk about that for a second. I don't want to cut you, but let's talk about monetizing. Because a lot of artists come on my show, right? A lot of new people, a lot of old people. a lot of people, random. And some of them don't monetize who they are. How do you monetize who you are? And how do you set? How did you set a price point?
I set a price point. My price was based on...
Y'all know I love money on here, right? So y'all know I'm always going to talk about money.
Yeah, my price point was based off what I know I can do. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I know guaranteed, like, if you come to see me perform, so my performance price or my performance, you know what I'm saying, agreement price comes from what I know I guarantee. Mm-hmm. So if you book me, I know for sure at least this amount of people gonna come.
Gotcha.
If I work it and push it, I could get up to this amount of people to come. So that's why I'm like, okay, this would be the price.
So you set your price point off of knowing who you are. So, and knowing what you can bring to the table.
That's how you learn what to charge. A lot of people out here be charging and can't fulfill anything. Right. You can't charge someone that for something you can't fulfill. Like, I can't pay you to come perform and promote it to be at my event, mm-hmm. and then you show up with no people. What's right. the point of paying you? Nobody came to see you.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, I know, like...
So, I guess at that point, if that's how we're setting our price point, then how do you build that audience?
I build my audience, like, that's on my end.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? When I perform at a place, you always touch one or two people that you never seen before,
right.
met before, and they like, oh, I ain't know, you know what I'm saying? I never heard them. But, like, I do all the promotion and things on my side. That's my job to get the audience that's my audience.
So, usually I tell a story of how I even connect with people and get to know people. So, I saw you perform, you probably don't even know this, and see, this is where I like to, everybody who I want to come on here is because I saw them. Mm-hmm. Or I connect with them some kind of way. So I saw you perform, it had to be 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yo, who is this dude? So ironically, my sister, Sujet, Kayla, shout out, because I think your episode is a few episodes after hers. She said, oh, that's Marvin. And I go, who the hell is that? Like, I don't know this. She's like, no, you know him. Blah, blah, blah. And like, we go through this long draw. She's like, you met him at this place? I was like, I've never met bro. But he's a dope artist, like, and where can I find him? Blah, blah, blah. So she tells me where I can find you. But then after, I see you putting out, like, this stuff. And I'm like, yo, this dude is just, like, traveling. Like, who is he? Like, he has a unique sound that's not of today. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was so brilliant that you were able to reach back in a time where everybody else is doing trap.
Mm-hmm.
And then to bring it together. And I was just like, yo, I really rock with bro. So then I finally meet you and blah, blah, blah. The rest is history. You here now.
You dig.
So, that's how I met this dude. Because, you know, it'd be so funny because it's always like a connection that's like, I either already saw the person and was like, mm-hmm. and then somebody else I know would just know the person. I think that's kind of,
yeah.
you know, that 6 degrees of separation is for real life how we really manage this thing.
Yeah.
And how things happen and then, you know. So, anyway, back to your plan. So, how do you plan that out? And how would you tell like a up and coming or new artist or even people that's been doing it a long time, but they're not getting the traction or the numbers that you're getting?
They're not getting the traction 99% of the time, like someone, city, family. If your family don't support you, something you're doing wrong.
That's not true.
Well, partially. It may be due to a relationship. But a lot of times I hear artists be like, they can't get people to listen. And it's because the number one, like, we all under the hometown effect, the hometown curse, where the people in your hometown don't really support you all the way because they know you, they grew up with you the whole nine.
Right.
But, like, you got to be honest with yourself. Part of that reason may be because you're lying. Like, ooh. I may have grew up with you your whole life, went to high school, elementary school, middle school, know your mama, your cousins, the whole nine. And you ain't never been no killer. You ain't never sold no drugs. You ain't never robbed nobody. You won't kick
it. I won't name one of y'all local Virginia people that's like that.
You ain't never kicked
really
no
famous. Anyway, you new never, record label. Yeah, go ahead and finish your story, bro.
No comment. I have nothing to do with that comment.
I have everything to do with it.
I have nothing to do with
it. And I'm not even being a hater. I'm just telling the truth. I mean, we all know
like,
it.
The reason why some people don't support certain artists is that it's like, yo, like, maybe the people can't believe what you're doing. Mm. So it's like, I know you, so I know you're not a killer. So I'm not going to endorse that by supporting you.
So what happens, you know, I was talking to this, I talk to this a lot of times. You may have not been the killer, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you may have seen somebody get killed. Or you may have been with somebody who killed somebody, right?
Oh, and you're the narrator.
And so now you have a perspective and a perception of that story, right? Though you didn't do it. But what if you embodied it because you have some kind of PTSD behind it?
Nah. You don't get to tell that story? Not the, no, you can tell the story. I told the story.
But from your narrative.
Yeah, from your perspective. What happens is people see people and see shit and see things, mm-hmm. and then they tell it as if they was in the shoes. It's like, no.
You didn't eat what I ate to shit.
Exactly. You are not the killer. That man is the killer. Talk about what you did. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? One, because that's snitching.
Yeah, facts.
So, you know what I'm saying? Like, one, you dry snitching right now. But, yeah, it's like people, they're not authentic. And what really propelled me, I was trying to do the same. I won't try to portray a killer, mm-hmm. but I was just rapping and I was, you know what I'm saying? But I barely had a little traction. You know what I'm saying? I was like, eh. Mm-hmm. But when I created a song, Big Fella, and it was just so authentic. I didn't care. That song took me 90,000 views.
So are you telling me that for you, the art of being authentic and showing your authenticity through other people mm-hmm. and being able to kind of relate your own story, that somebody else might have been going through that. Yeah. So then they start picking you up.
Yeah, so after Big Fella, I do like 90,000 on Big Fella. And then I was like, oh, is that easy? And I was like, yo, and then I really like, I'm a student of the game. Mm-hmm. So I started studying what did I do for that to do that.
What did you do?
I was authentic. It was it was my thought. It was my perspective. It was genuinely me.
So around here, I like to say that your gift really will create room for you. Mm-hmm. And this is the prime example of what I say. And I know y'all hear me say this a lot. But if you just be who you are and you can be you, literally it'll open the door for you.
You have no competition.
Right.
That's why,
it don't just open a door, but it creates a harvest for you.
Yeah, and people.
Because what you say, you got 90,000 views
off one
just
song,
just telling your story about being you.
And I was joking because it started from a joke. I said, "Big fellas don't have a platform. Like all the big girls got all the big girl songs, all that. Big fellas ain't really get love. So it's Heavy D, Rick Ross gets the fat nigga trap love. But if you ain't listen to like the big fella, you know Rick Ross talk. Oh, I like him, but he's not really promoting being a big dude.
So do me a favor. Second verse. First line of that song. Uh-huh. Tell them, because that's my favorite.
On what I say, how the verse
starts. I always gotta put a, look, it's so funny. I like putting artists on blast about their own stuff, because as an artist, we create so much that we really be like, wait, what did I say? How did I say it? You need me to play it?
Yeah,
you know. Can I pull it up real quick? You listen to Unfiltered Love Radio. We'll give him some time to think about his lyrics, because apparently he Wayne over here. He could just go to the studio, record 50 songs, and just forget his lyrics. We'll be right back. Yo. You know where you at the right place. Be lit. Unfiltered Love Radio. So look, we back. Look, he found his song. And apparently I was wrong. Now, the second verse, he could tell y'all, but I'm really more concerned about the third one. So tell him the first or the second, and then...
Well, the second verse starts off, extra large, big fella, keep a clean cut. You know the kicks stay fresh, I'll never run. Not the backseat type, I ride shotgun. Some say I'm Heavy D, some I'm Big Pun. I ain't no player, but I crush a lot. She liked the way I put
it. All right, go to the verse that I want to hear. So the one I like really is the third verse, because it leads me to like the question that I really... I never prepare questions for people. But for him, I prepared a question, but it comes off of this verse.
It's Chris Brown warned you. Trigger Trey told you. VA like AI, but I ball like a hoe, yeah. Big fellas up 3. You gonna need Steph Curry to beat us. I'm Phil Jackson if you ever need it. Slightly conceited. The most slept on. They treat me like memory foam. Overweight LL Cool. I'm that smooth. Pull up like what he gonna do. While you with him. Numbers the only thing I lose. If I like what I see, I might jog a little. I never sweat it. Too many out here for real. Whites, blacks, and they come in all shapes and sizes. I'm a lover. You can keep the tough guy disguised as I cuddle. And if I like her, then you in trouble. One day, 24-hour feelings a bubble with the boat, you know. I Pete rocks it, but she love it when I'm CL Smooth.
Hey, y'all give it up for Mark. He just gave us a little freestyle, but that ain't really a freestyle because he did it. But when you start that part, you say, Chris warned you, Trey told you, all that stuff, right? So you're telling me that you're from Virginia.
Yeah.
What is the sound of Virginia?
Original.
This is the only, this is the thing. This is the only place I've ever lived. And that I listen to. And the sound is no sound. And that's the thing.
I can tell you, our sound is a feel. Our sound, like if you go down south, right? If you go, matter of fact, if you go to DC, they got the go-go. If you go to Baltimore, they got a vibe. If you go to New York, you got the boom bap, super hip-hop heads. You go to Atlanta, they got the weird. Everywhere in the country you go.
You better not leave my city out. We got West Side.
But everybody has the first step. So it's okay. Like, if I'm an artist in there, if I do that, I got the first step. Mm-hmm. Virginia don't have that.
Right.
Virginia, everybody that came out of Virginia, that's probably the reason they're still in the game. To make it in Virginia, you have to be the most original, coolest weirdo that you can be. Your sound has to clash against what the norm so much. And that's how when people hear me, they I know you from Virginia, because ain't nobody else talking about that or doing
it. But that's the thing. Virginia's never a place that I would say, y'all know you from Virginia. Like, it's because...
And crazy part, outside of Virginia, when I perform, whatever, let's say I perform in D.C., the last one was in North Carolina, they was like, you not from here, are you?
Oh, yeah. I'll say you're not from here.
They was like, yeah, where you from? I'm from Virginia. They was like, yo, that makes sense now.
Right.
Like, because, like, I couldn't figure it out.
But for people that... So, I'm from California, right? Mm-hmm. I was never familiar with Virginia until I got a little older and I started listening to more music. And then I knew the Timberlands, the Missies, the Pharrells.
Everything come through Virginia.
Right. And so, you know all of that stuff, right? But when I think of sounds of music, I never think Virginia. And so... You as being this visionary.
Hold on, I answer that question. You don't think of Virginia because we provided everyone else with their sound.
And that's where I'm getting. You being the visionary, and maybe visionary is the sound of Virginia, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so, but if you can, it's almost like when I lived in Japan for 2.5 years, right? And so I watch how Sony is over there and how Sony is here. We get so excited for the PlayStation to come out. And when I was in Japan, I saw that they would create most of the technology for the phones and all this stuff, but they'll send it to the States, so much so that they didn't have an identity themselves. Mm-hmm. And I feel like Virginia kind of does that within the United States. Yes, everything is being sent out and creating identities for everybody else, that it doesn't create a sound for itself. So when you have new artists or people that like, man, I want to hear some VA music.
That's why it takes
you get kind of again. You know, I'm trying to say, what does that sound?
It takes us 10 times longer to pop.
It does,
because you're never going to get it. Like when Pharrell first came out and Teddy Riley was here, he had a sound you didn't understand, but you knew it worked. Mm-hmm. Then once he landed one, he went on a streak for like 10 years,
right,
providing everybody their biggest hits. Same thing with Timbaland. Same thing with Bink. Same thing with Missy. Same thing with Trey. Same thing with Chris. Still to this day.
Right.
Same
to this day.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Everybody,
to this day.
Everybody that I mentioned has, when they entered the industry, it's not like they had a 15 seconds of fame or a run.
Right.
They became, think about it, like, we are still listening to the works of these guys 10 plus years later in some shape or form.
Fact.
You know what I'm saying?
No, that's
everything,
true.
Everything has came through Virginia. Even Jay-Z, like, and people don't know that. Like, the man lived in Newport News.
I mean, Usher.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying?
Justin Timberlake. He's
not from here, but who created his sound?
Right, Tim. And that's my concern at the same time, as even though it has as great as it is, mm-hmm, it's a concern because it almost leaves a vacant space for identity. Like, Virginia doesn't get to create an identity because they're giving their identity to everybody else.
We haven't gained.
And then so even when coming back, like, you know, y'all love Chris Brown, y'all love Trey Songz, and you know all the people that you mentioned. But it's like, you know, like Pharrell, out of everybody that I think about, he has a unique sound. And so I know if Pharrell did the beat. I think most people be like, oh, that's a Pharrell beat, right? But like a Timberland beat, you go, oh, Timberland could have did that. No. Unless he's working with Justin, then you, but no,
you know that Timberland beat.
But you know that because you live here.
You know, like,
you know that because you live here. Outside looking in, I'm like, man, there's no distinct Virginia sound.
Yeah, but
like, you know a Dre beat.
No, you don't.
You don't?
You know
a West Coast beat. I'll put it like
West
that.
Coast. You know,
Atlanta beat. Mm. You do. You know Atlanta gonna be something.
Trap.
Yeah. You know a down south beat.
100%.
You know that Texas slow. You get what I'm saying?
Shouts out DJ Screw.
That's what I'm saying. So you know the Bay Area beat, because our West Coast beat is split. It's split between West Coast, like Eazy-E and all those people. And then it's split between Super Hypey Go Dumb with E-40 in them. Mm-hmm. But you know the difference. Yep. And so my thing, Virginia, I can't just be like, dang, that's a Virginia sound. And you as a visionary, I just want to, you know, I don't want you giving your sound all the way away that it doesn't come back to the state.
No.
And I think Virginia's coming up with a sound because I've been hearing some new stuff and I've been hearing new people. Y'all not? Yo, he's shaking his head at me. I'm really getting mad because I really want them to have their own sound.
Our sound is what it is. Our sound is our ability to create the new. We are the new. When you hear something that's innovative and edgy and hard, like, you know what I'm saying? That's us. We the only people who push the envelope. I mean, not the only people, because like you had the DJ Screws, and then you had the Master P and them during and the Cash Money Records during the whole movements. But right. Like, we are one of the most edgiest places.
But see, that's what I'm saying.
So our sound is whatever's challenging the norm. It's us.
Okay.
That's
I guess I'm going to just have to accept that y'all would never have a distinct sound, just that I can say that's the Virginia sound.
I think that would hinder us because then everybody would chase it.
Right. Yeah, that's pretty good. You listen to Unfiltered Love Radio. We'll be back. So, yeah, we're going back live on Unfiltered Love Radio. Man, we talked to Mark B about the Virginia sound, and just over the break, we were just talking about people that don't get the credit that they need to be who they are. And we're talking about Bink. And I don't know if y'all are familiar, but Mark can tell you who he is.
I wouldn't say that Bink needs the credit to be him. I think he is already who he is and wants to be. It's just people don't know because, like, he's a humble guy. He's not with the antics and bullshit, so he plays.
He just is who he is. He knows music is, like, solid.
I know.
But we're talking about how he only really works with solid artists.
Yeah.
And, like, when you pay attention to that, that makes a difference.
Yeah. He's not, I don't see him chasing a number one record. I see him making number one records with solid people. I don't see him chasing, let me work with so-and-so so we can get a record out. I feel like if that man stamps you, it's like, damn, that's like a legend. That's like a cosign from a legend. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Other than music and you taking it from that arena, what else do you envision yourself doing, or what else are you doing to impact people?
Create culture and inspire the culture. And
now when you say, I'm really big on this word culture, and so I always have to ask people to define what they mean when they say culture.
Well, I would say inspire pop culture.
Okay.
It's popular. I want to make real shit popular again. Like, right now we live in where we got 15 billion trap artists. None of these niggas is sipping this lean, doing these drugs, selling these drugs. Like, they talk about it as, let's make being real a thing again. Let's make being real important. Mm. And what's happening is that we got so much washed up and so many people that's not real. We actually lost sight of what real is. So,
well, I mean, when we live in a society that promotes reality TV over reality, something is wrong when it's something that's scripted. I mean, even the occupant of the White House is more reality TV than he is an actual presidential figure.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, what will give me the reaction? Because if people are just being real, we've come to a point in time where people are just narcissistic. They really just like seeing themselves and hearing their ideas and not really taking it from all these other places, which if we continue to create that kind of society in that world, everybody's going to be so self-consumed that they'll never be able to fight for anybody else.
Yeah.
So with that, that's what I'm saying. Like, what else outside of the music, outside of the industry?
I want to, like I told you earlier, my goal is to inspire and be able to speak to the next two generations following me. So I want to do everything that's going to alter the mind state of them. So if it comes down to, like, the things I do and the way I think, the way I move, if that visually inspires them, the things I create to inspire them and change the world as they know it, and change, just like, I don't even know if comfortability is a word, but like,
it's one now.
Right? I mean, making that shit. So, like, how comfortable we are, and just like, I have ideas. That's like, and it sounds like really weird, but like, I have ideas that can change the world as we know it. As in, like, it's nothing but
You know what I'm saying? It's all about...
So when you say change the world, and, you know, my goal is to reach 7 point, however many billion people, I'm going to keep saying that. It used to be 7.6, and then we went to 7.8 for a little minute. It's supposed to be 8 billion by 2031. I don't know if we're getting there, because I think Corona, they're trying to populate, you know, controllers, and I don't care if y'all censor this shit, because it's the truth. Between Corona and 5G, they're trying to take us out. So... when you say that, are you trying to reach all 8 billion or however many billion people in the world? Or are you trying to reach who's in the United States? Or are you trying to reach a certain climate, culture?
I say if all 7.8 billion people liked you, this would be a weird-ass world.
Well, I don't want everybody to like me. I want everybody to accept the concept. Yeah. that, you know what I mean? I'm
not feeling none of that. To inspire 7.8 billion people is a different. To get 7. Right. Imagine if 7.8 billion people quit their jobs.
Yeah, no. I don't want everybody to be like me.
To work Please for don't. Themselves. What if everybody got inspired to do whatever they was passionate about? We would watch a new world in control. And the people would gain control of the world, and not the world in control of the people. Because now everybody
be dope.
Plays a role. It's like barter. Like,
right.
It's like, you have rice, I have corn, nigga. Let me get some rice, and I'll give you some corn.
And we can eat.
And we can eat.
And now let's go find a person down the street who got a piece of turkey, and you got the vegetables. And
that's the world
that it becomes. But that's how it used to be. And we got so far away from that, I think.
Because I know why we got away. Go ahead. Got into the factory mindset where people started working for people. So now you're pushing my dream and you're not working on your dream. You're pushing the idea that I make corn. I have you working for me. You're making corn your whole life. When your dream was to make rice.
Because mass production became a big thing.
Yeah, because now you're making corn. I just took away your ability, your passion to make rice. We'll never get rice because you won't work on your dream.
Right.
Because you're working on making my corn.
And
you
know what I'm saying?
And if I can inspire people that's like, yo, this world is not as deep as we make it. Like, you will survive if you have the hustle, if you have the ambition, and if you have the dedication to survive, you will. It's no such thing as failure when that's not an option.
So how do you take the option of failure off of the table?
Fear. Take fear off the table. Fear is what drives failure. People create backup plans. Oh, plan B. From fear of failing. Right. People work their day job because they have fear of not being successful outside of a success with supposed to be successful day job. Like, oh, this job is successful in society's eyes. So if I get this job, then I'm successful. No, you can make the same amount of money, be just as successful working for yourself if you figured out how to monetize and how to do what it was you wanted to do and how to make it come to life. To say that it's only a select few geniuses in the world is ignorant as fuck.
It's asinine. Yeah, it really is.
To say God gave certain people genius level abilities is, one, disrespectful to God.
Right.
It's like, oh, you made a bunch of regular niggas. Like, no, everybody has, like, Jay-Z said that too, and that's what inspired a piece of the way I think, is that everybody has a genius level ability. Everybody don't take time to figure it out. Find it, learn it, and do it. Because fear. Fear stops people from becoming who they need or want to become because they're scared of not being successful in their family's eyes, society's eyes, and the motherfuckers on Instagram.
And that's the funny thing. Yeah, definitely social media. So that's one of the things that I was actually talking to somebody about that this morning before I met up with you. Mm-hmm. As I was talking about, faith and fear work in the same tangents.
No, if you have faith, you don't have fear.
But they work, I'm saying they operate the same. Faith comes by hearing by the word. Fear comes by hearing by word. So the more that you've listened to, oh, you can't do this, you need to do this, you should only do this, you should only do that, this is the way you're supposed to be this. The more you hear that, the more your mindset thinks, I only can live in this box. And the moment that you go outside of that box, you may be destroying other people's hopes and dreams about who you are. Instead of finding out who you really are.
Yeah, I don't care. When I'm on my deathbed, I'm the only one dying.
And that's the thing.
I don't care if we on deathbeds beside each other. I can't die with you. You can't die
right.
with me.
And so one of the things is I that's what I like about this is when we're trying to figure out who we are, I always tell people you have to be you first. Mm-hmm. You have to know who you are first to even be you. So I mean, you have to spend time with you. You have to figure out what makes my fingerprint so different from everybody else's. How can I say the same thing you're saying, but I'm going to say it in my way?
No, not even that. What do I want to say?
What do I want to say? Yeah, that is even a bigger thing.
What do I want to say?
You know, I was looking at my Twitter feeds, and I realized I'll just tweet just random shit just because I'm random. And sometimes I share and I like other stuff, but I just tweet random stuff. And I notice my shares get more likes than my actual original thoughts. And I used to really get discouraged by that initially, right? Mm-hmm. And then one day, I saw, like, I went trending because I said, you know what? Fuck the world, be you. And, like, everybody liked that. And I was like, wait a minute. Now, when I'm sitting here extra positive, like, you can be the best you can be, huh? And everybody's like, yeah, whatever. I say, fuck the world, be you. Everybody's like, yeah, I can rock with that. Mm-hmm. And it's like, well, I guess that works for me, too, if I decide to say that. But I'd much rather say it the way that I normally say it. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's just one of the things that in living in this digital age, this technological age, and this enslaved age, because it's just a different form of slavery, is really interesting.
Well, that was the factory sense.
Wait, you listen to Unfiltered Love Radio. I'm going to have to cut him. We'll be back. Unfiltered Love Radio. Yeah, so we back. You was going to say... That factory mindset, that factory mindset. He looked at me like, nigga, what was I gonna say? Look, King.
Yeah, it's just that, man, like, for so long we grew up, like, our grandparents grew up to work in factories, so it was like, everything was so structured. Now we live in an entrepreneur's world, and we're still learning factory techniques. Sit in the class, raise your hand, do what I tell you, do this.
Everybody, or prison techniques.
Yeah, everybody create, prison techniques are the exact same.
That's my whole point. They're synonymous with each other.
It's do what I tell you to do, make what I tell you to make, right. And make it exactly how I tell you.
And that's so funny you say that. I've been saying this the last year and a half, and it's so funny. I'm gonna let y'all know, I quit my job, and it's funny, I think two episodes ago when I was talking to somebody else about it and they had quit their job, and I was like, bro, that's so dope, you should quit your job. I just believe that our parents and our grandparents and those that came before them, they understand a different work mentality. They were workhorses. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what they did, and they worked for somebody for 20 years, got a pension. That's not our lives. As millennials, we not working for somebody for 20 years.
We don't even know if Social Security going to be here when we get older.
Right, so we got to do what we got to do.
So now, why work for someone all your life, and then when you get old, the security blanket is not even there?
Damn right. Because it ain't even really there for them, and we're watching how it's not there. You're getting a check for $256 a month.
You don't work your whole damn
life. You worked 40-some-odd years for what?
For $200 a month.
$200 a month to live in an assisted living facility where you may be getting abused, where you're dying from corona because nobody's checking on you or using enough bleach or sanitizer. I'm just saying, like, that's the reality of it. Like, my life is in somebody else's hands because I've become old and feeble and can't take care of myself.
Now, imagine if you did whatever you wanted to do and what you created or came up with made you billions of dollars. Now, you're a 60-year-old billionaire and can afford in the care and whatever you wish to afford. So now,
or even a step further than that, you may have not made $1 billion. You may not have even made a million, but you did what you wanted to do and you died happy.
That
to me is even the more bigger concept of the money.
Dying happy.
I died happy doing exactly what I wanted to do, and my purpose on this earth was fulfilled.
Man, I see a lot of people who work jobs. Now, sadly, we need these people to work at these places to help, you know, things run.
Oh, yeah. But
somebody has to take passion in flipping burgers. Somebody has to take passion in magic.
But, and you know what? I have a friend who loves, like my uncle. I have an uncle who's worked at McDonald's since he was 15. That was his very first job. Mm-hmm. He's in his 50s, and guess what? That's still his job today. And when I say he loves it, but he also owns some franchises too.
Yeah.
But he loves that. Like, he said he would never stop being a manager at McDonald's. And I thought that was like one of those, like,
that's a small goal.
But looking at him and looking at his life, you talking about the most peaceful, happiest life? And he makes good money. And then he got to the business side and was like, well, let me have a few franchises. But he's still the manager at the McDonald's he worked for. And I thought that, to me, that's a dope concept that I just enjoy managing these people.
And he probably enjoys his relationship with that community.
Right. And that's what it is. Everybody in that community knows who he is. Mm-hmm. And so when he's working, they know, you know, they can count on him to go to the schools or do whatever they need him to do in that moment. Because, and then that's a legacy, though. That's also a legacy that's left. And
hometown hero.
Right. So we need that because our level of fames are different. And you have to set what you want your level of fame to be. And when we speak about levels of fame, when you're thinking about your legacy, your level of fame, what do you want? At the end of the day, what would they have said about you?
That boy Marv was a real one.
That's dope.
I don't care how much I make. you will respect what I've done as being like, yo, that was some real stuff.
Okay.
Like, okay, I want people to say things like, damn, like, I watched this family get put out and this man just real life put them back on their feet. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, this man got arrested or something. Not trying to be on no, like, super activist type stuff. But it's like,
it's okay to be that, too.
I will be known for doing the realest. Even if you don't. The people who don't like me, respect me. It's like, damn, I don't like him, but that was some real
shit. I got to respect what he's doing.
Yeah, I got to respect what he's doing because that's some real shit. Now, if you don't like me, I don't have an enemy, so it's your problem. But what I do is real, and I will remain real. I will not conform to the fake because that's not going to change the world. The fake is the world we're living in. Make the shit real. That's, you know what I'm saying? Make people smile again. Let's change people's lives. Let's put money in people's pockets. Let's change the way we think. Let's create things to make life more comfortable. And, you know what I'm saying? Every invention the world, anybody has ever made in the world has changed the world on a level of comfort. You know what I'm saying? And how does the quality of life change? And how easy, you know what I'm saying? I'm missing the word I'm trying to get, but like, how easy did it make life? You know what I'm saying? Like, one person got tired of walking and made a bike. Person got tired of riding a bike, made a car.
But see, that's what I say. Anything I say this is a lot on here, is nobody did anything normal to change the world. Because normality does not change.
Yeah, a situation.
It doesn't.
You have to push the envelope to change.
Yeah, so you have to be creative. You have to be a visionary. You have to, you know, I say we're created by the creator to create greatness. And that's for us to become that.
Yeah, if we are made in his image, and this man created the world
and all the parts thereof.
You are
how then are we not able to have that same power and ability?
Yeah, we are. This man created the world. He didn't create Wi-Fi.
Right.
He created the person who created Wi-Fi.
He didn't create he was in the great position himself.
Yeah.
I can heal you, but I'd rather create a doctor to come help you. You get what I'm saying?
Let's make sense.
Or I created a Tom Ford. I created a Madam C.J. Walker.
And because I created,
so you can see.
And because I created them, I created it.
Right. So you there's no bias to what you can create.
Because I created you, and I created all. So how can you limit yourself on what you can do when I can do it all, and you're made in my image?
Man. That's all I'm trying to tell the folks.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, that's all I'm trying to tell them.
So when I be trying to tell people, like, even when I pray, I ask God for unusual things.
You should.
Like, this man created the heaven and the earth and all in 7 days, and y'all asking him to free you of $200 of debt. You asking him to pay one rent. You asking.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, to me, and so stupid. one of my things is I was telling that my quote of the year is that it's the year of all that. I'm all that. I have all that. I want all that. So I want all that. And all that to me is, if you own a cattle on 1,000 hills, give me all that.
Yeah.
I know some people just want a couple of cattle. God, if you could just. Nah, I want all that, bro. I mean, because if you can create all that, then you can replenish all that as well.
You created Jay-Z. Make me more.
Right.
I see that exists.
Bill Gates is great. Make me more.
Make me more. I want
it. I want all of that.
Make me more because I don't want it to be handed.
But that's what I said. Make me. Create me.
Push,
should be.
Push
that
me to
next.
The limit to get there further.
Right.
I want to be the next.
I don't usually do this. I've only done this a couple of times. Mm-hmm. But go ahead and leave them with an unfiltered love moment. And that's just tell them something. Just a quick inspiration of how they can do. But before you do that, tell them people where they can find you.
You can find me everywhere at Marv P. If you type in Marv P, that's MARV.P, no spaces. If you type that in on Google, wherever your search engine is, I will pop up like one of the.
Got a new single out. Make sure y'all go listen to Ugly. Make sure y'all go listen to that. That's like the
new single dropping soon, very soon.
Oh, another one.
Oh, no. We got, this year we putting pressure on them. I got like 10 features. I got 4.
I don't even want to. I can't even. This is a whole other conversation.
I've been very selfish on who I work with and what I work with.
This is dope.
And this upcoming year, I've been very fruitful. So it's a lot about to come out. But my positive note or something to inspire is
challenge. It's unfiltered love moment.
Unfiltered love moment is the word why. Mm. Every time you hear something, say why. Don't believe what you hear. Don't believe everything you see because magic do exist. So why? 1 + 1 = 2. Why? When you understand it to your level of understanding, then it is what it is. If you can't understand it, ask why. Because asking why can create you
to create something else. Your why may be the question that makes everybody says, damn, that doesn't make sense.
Facts.
Maybe we're all living in a world that we never ask the question why on something. And you may be the why that inspires, like, yo, that doesn't make sense and it's actually not right. When they said the world was flat, somebody said, why? Why does everything revolve around us? And then we learned that it doesn't. Imagine if somebody wouldn't have said that why. We would still think the world is flat. We would still be selfish enough to think everything revolves around us.
Facts.
Ask why.
Man, you've been listening to Unfiltered Love. Pleasure having you on the show, bro.
Thank you.
Appreciate you coming out. Make sure that y'all do what I always say at this time. Be free and live your mega life.